Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and couldn't do it with anybody that I care more about than our good friend Steve Martin. He's been with us the whole time. He's a 20-plus year member of our Brain Trust, original founding member, and he's our profit pro. And in fact, that's what his books are all about: instant profits, profit improvement, executive analysis. Profitpro.us, right, Steve? Profitpro.us.
Yes.
And yes. What, they'll find your books there and all the things that you do for folks. And is your score information up there?
Well, we keep those separate, but you can go to score.org and find me there. Along
he's
with
a great leader there,
10,000 other volunteers.
But none like Steve. I'm telling you, folks, I'm so proud of what he's doing, and that work is volunteer. So that tells you what kind of classy guy he is. Profitpro.us, folks, go there to that. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. Steve, let's put some money on the bottom line. How do we specifically turn a complaint into a profit?
Well, as I've said, Jim, that problems are a gold mine of opportunity. And if a customer is telling you they have a problem, first of all, you can fix it. If you fix it well, you can actually deepen your relationship with them and get a customer for life if you fix the problem well. If you look at the symptoms or and go beyond that and find the root cause of the problem, you'll probably find something that was wrong within your own organization. And you know what? If you can fix that, think about all the other customers, the other 10 that didn't complain but just voted with their feet and walked away from you. So listen to what's going on. Look at not just the symptoms but the root causes. Fix the internal problems that are within your organization and your systems, your people, maybe even the materials and supplies you use, and you have an opportunity to strengthen your business and do better the next time around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the external world that you have to fix and mend fences with. It's that opportunity to see what's going on with inside your own organization. It's like putting a stethoscope there and listening for the heart problems.
That's a good analogy. So, you know, one of the things I think about customers who have a complaint or who have a suggestion or whatever, they tell you about an experience that they had that wasn't perfect. I think of them as consultants that you didn't have to pay. I mean, look at the people who would pay consultants to come in and show them where all their little holes are in their operation. Well, this customer just pointed the same things out, and not only did they not charge you money, they actually said by the fact that they came back, they actually said, "I want to give you more money in the future."
Absolutely, and if you leave an open-ended question as what else can I help you with, or what else is on your mind, you might find a related but tangential product line or service line that's bothering the customer, and you may be able to actually grow your business beyond the boundaries of what it is today.
Right.
Just by using them as your focus group.
Right. Absolutely. So what else? What are some other things we can do to put some money on the bottom line?
Well, fixing those problems is the real key. And today, technology is quite often the approach, taking paperwork systems and speeding them up by putting mm-hmm. them online, and certainly improving the communication side of things so that, for example, if you have people out in the field doing work for you, that you can communicate with them and you can find out exactly where the project is.
Right.
And if they have a problem, they can get in touch with you and get an immediate resolution.
One of the things that a lot of small businesses are worried about is the online complaint, and they don't know what to do about that. And I tell them the best way to overcome a single complaint is to already have 10 praises on Twitter or on your Facebook page or in the reviews, to bank good ones as soon as you can, so that the complaints that you're going to wind up dealing with aren't the main number up there, the main one. What do you think, quickly?
I think that's absolutely critical. Yeah, you've got to outweigh every negative one with 10 good ones. And if you do have a negative review, respond to it.
That's right.
Be honest. Give an open response.
People value your honesty. You've got to follow up on all those, even if it hurts. Hey, Steve, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Martin,
for your 20 years.
Thanks, Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. We couldn't do without him. ProfitPro.us, that's his website. And also, check him out at Score. He's one of the best over there, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.